After Hurricane Michael ripped through the panhandle last year, it left much of the area battered and beaten. One of the most impacted counties is Bay, where Tyndall Air Force Base is located. The base suffered nearly $5 billion in damage, but officials say the base used the disaster as a chance to rebuild for the future. Their hope was that the Air Force would bring in F-35 fighter jets, and that plan has now paid off. I'm Blaze Ganey. Officials at Tyndall Air Force Base started working toward recovery right away. Most of the early stages involved demolishing or repairing damaged buildings. Executive Director of the base's reconstruction program, Brigadier General Patrice Melanson, says there's still more to be done.
So we do have some demolition that still is ongoing and still needs to be done. But we've moved forward. We're partnering with the Corps of Engineers for the military construction work and have actually got design firms on board to start doing design work on those military construction projects.
In April, Brigadier General Melanson said they had spent nearly $300 million on demolition and repairs. They had run out of money and had to wait for supplemental funding. That eventually came in June in the form of a disaster relief bill, which included $1.67 million in funding for the Air Force. But not all of it was for Tyndall.
Unfortunately, Tyndall was not the only base affected by natural disasters. So we got about, I think it was $550 million, roughly is what we're going to get from the FY19 supplemental.
That 550 helps out, but Melanson says the project will definitely need more.
We've got, like I said, $2.8 billion worth of military construction that's identified.
One of the reasons for the high cost is that Tyndall isn't just rebuilding, but redesigning the layout of the base. Officials decided to go with a design that would work for the future. The hope was that in doing so, the Air Force would commit to bringing F-35 jets to the base. And this week, that happened. Tuesday, the Interim Secretary of the Air Force announced his commitment to bringing three F-35 jets to Tyndall by 2023.
Certainly having the F-35s there is going to enhance the overall training that's able to be done for the Air Force as a whole, not just for Tyndall.
Melanson says the news isn't only great for what the future holds, but also for the sake of the rebuild.
We will continue full speed down the path that we've been going down already. The good news is that we didn't have to go potentially rework some things if the decision had come out otherwise.
Meanwhile, Melanson says base officials are holding another industry day September 12th in an effort to secure the needed workers for the project and make sure the surrounding community is on board.
That particular industry day is going to focus on construction and construction logistics. As you can probably imagine, doing that much construction work in one area and also having construction work going on downtown, we're a little bit concerned about how we're going to be able to effectively find the labor force that we need to do all that construction and not compete and prevent downtown from being able to come back with their construction.
As for funding the rest of the project, Melanson says the base will have to wait until Congress and the Air Force decide how much Tyndall will get in fiscal year 2020. I'm Blaze Ganey.